Estevan. Residents of the Estevan area had the chance to learn more about potential options for their future during the Career Day and Hiring Fair hosted by the Southeast College's Estevan campus on Wednesday afternoon. Local, provincial and national employers were joined by a number of post-secondary institutions for the event. Sheena Onre, the executive director of communications and strategic enrollment with the college, said they had nearly 20 exhibitors for the event. She noted the college held a post-secondary day last year that was well received, and they decided to expand it this year. We had a few employers, actually, that approached us in the fall of 2022 and asked us if we would be willing to do another career fair and post-secondary day, said Onre. The college used to host similar events years ago, she said, and they tossed around the idea of a bigger gathering. The engagement from both post-secondary institutions and employers has been absolutely excellent, said Onre. Early in the afternoon, Southeast College students and members of the public dropped by to see the offerings. Onre noticed a number of newcomers to the community speaking to the college about English classes and also talking to potential employers about what they had to offer. High school students came by as the afternoon went on to take a look at the different opportunities available. Lots of people are talking to our post-secondary partners that are here, and there are lots of folks that are talking about the different career options, said Onre. The career options included employers with a local presence like Southern Plains Co-op, Conquest Energy, Affinity Credit Union, and Nelson Motors and Equipment, provincial entities like the Ministry of Highways and Infrastructure, and national agencies like the RCMP and the Royal Canadian Navy. Post-secondary institutions came from within the province and outside of Saskatchewan. Onre hopes this can become an annual event. A similar session was held in Moosomin the previous day and in Weyburn on April 27. Onre said they had a similar number of exhibitors in those communities.